Thank you. Dear Jean-Pierre, I found this card in Greenwich Village last night. I am thinking of you much. I hope everything is going well. Have a good day. I hope to hear from you. Love, David. Dear Jean-Pierre, the weather here is a bit crazy. I think it's going to turn very hot soon. I haven't found a good job yet, but have some ideas where to go. Hope all is well with you. Take care of yourself. Love, David. Dear Jean-Pierre, I am waiting for my typewriter to be fixed, so I have to write these cards by hand. I think of you a lot, and I wish I were still with you in Paris. Anyway, I hope you are well, and that everything is okay. I have a job interview to go to tomorrow. I still have not found any decent work, but I'm sure I will start working soon. Have you had a chance to ask your friend in the government about dual citizenship? If I could get the necessary papers, I would be able to return more quickly. Well, I love you very much and miss you. Take care of yourself. Love, David. Dear Jean-Pierre, it is evening here. I am becoming more comfortable with being back in New York. It was difficult after the quiet times in Paris. Brian and I are looking for jobs and hope to find an apartment as soon as possible. I am anxious to start work on my writings and get some work done. It's raining here a lot. I have not seen any sunsets. Well, I hope you are well. I miss you a lot in Paris also. This is just a card to say hi or hello. Take care of yourself. Love, David. Thank you. Dear Jean-Pierre, I just returned from Soho News, and the woman, Sarah, who's working with the newspaper and who edits the centerfold. I'm sitting in a cafe in Greenwich Village, and I feel very good. I wrote small prose for the photos, and Sarah was very excited. She said she wanted to cry when she read my writing for the photos. That made me feel very good. Also, Oom Poo Strange, sweet woman. Well, your Coney Island random photo will be published in Soho News here in New York. Wow. Also, three other photos. Also the writing, and they will pay me 800 francs. I feel so good for this to happen. Now I must get to work fast and try to have a gallery show. Jean-Pierre, you know that I love you. I received your letter today. That show with Mickey Mouse looked interesting, funny, and Robert in Portugal, crazy. My love for you is very real. Don't worry. If things in New York continue like this, possibly I will see you very soon, even for a vacancy. I look to the day when things work very well. I hope your apartment is not too much trouble. What sort of work do you do there? Listen, I will write again soon. Just a card for you. Also, I will send the Soho News when it is published in 2 weeks. Love you. Love, David. I am sitting by the water of the river, relaxing for a while, catching the sun too. Strange, beautiful colors at dusk. Statue of Liberty, a quiet green, way off down the river. Great blue clouds on the horizon. I have the urge to travel America and the West at times like this. Fair Dotto stop, and of later years like Paris and you. I feel very quiet. Tomorrow, possibly the ocean again. How are you again? Love you. Again, I watched the sun fall through the side over the cliffs of New Jersey in a huge red ball. The color of roses in Normandy in autumn. The skies were filled with large clouds like strange airplanes fighting against the sides of tall buildings. To a long pier where large ships years ago would dock and unload cargo in the day and the night. The water was a dark blue and rolling under the wind that blew in from the west. It was a beautiful sunset, and I felt very strange in a good way. I thought of this past year and of you. I also think to when you arrive, and I will have a chance to bring you around the city and show you all these things, the river, the village, and the music clubs, where many new wave bands play, musicians like Devo and Talking Heads and Blondie. It will be very exciting and also very powerful. I don't think you will have experiences like this anywhere else except maybe England. So much energy and good music and wild living goes on here. So don't worry about being afraid of New York. It is quite safe to walk around, and I think after a few days, you will feel comfortable enough here. Well, you will see. Also, this woman I know says to me that you and I can come up to her house here in Woodstock, New York, and stay for a weekend. It is so pretty up there with long, long rolling hills, forests, and streams, and rivers, and good air. Jean-Pierre, I think to you, and cannot wait long to hold you, and talk with you, and look you in the eyes, and make love and be with you, sleeping, and after work, you must know what I mean, take care of yourself, be good, and I love you. David.
Kind of knowing the nature.